We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We read in 2 Corinthians 4:7. A number of years ago, I was at a retreat where we were asked to make little pots from clay to represent our lives. I had little enthusiasm for the project, but did it anyway. When I finished, I had a little jar that said nothing about who I was. I tried to think of how I could make it look like me, but I didn't have any idea. I gave up and wrote off the whole exercise as meaningless. I placed a pot under my seat during our prayer meeting at that retreat. Afterward, I went off and left it. Later that day, I went to retrieve it and found that somebody had accidentally stepped on it. It was crushed. It had not had much beauty originally, but now it looked really bad. I thought about the many things in my life when things were broken and abandoned. I felt carelessness had happened in my life, words or actions. I remembered those times. I picked myself up and carefully mended the broken area of my life then, lovingly fashioning beauty from pain. I resolved to keep that little clay pot, not to remind me of who I am, but to remind me of who God is. One who is always faithful, who never forgets us, and who always brings good from the broken pieces of our lives. In a similar vein, we gain inspiration from 2 Corinthians 3:17-18. Now the Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. As a piece of wood is turned out on the lathe, we watch it shaping and being smooth. Patterns of previously hidden wood grain begun to appear under the lathe's constant grinding. First a heavy chiseling applied to the wood, gradually tapering off to less and less pressure. The chisel tool was then replaced by a wood rasp. Finally, using lightly grained sandpaper, the instrument, the object, was about to be finished in a smooth outfit. Thinking on this, I visualize the Holy Spirit as our lathe. When God works with us and we respond to previously hidden qualities, new things begin to surface. Superficial nicks and imperfections are smoothed over, and we entrust ourselves to God's shaping. We are transformed to reflect the Lord in more and more wonderful ways. Now, that piece of wood didn't rebel against the lathe, and it was beautiful. Being pliable to the Spirit of the Lord will beautify our lives. As we trust the shaping process, we become more and more conscious of the presence of Almighty God in and through us. So we pray, dear God, help us to remember your faithfulness in our lives. Let your beauty fill our broken pots. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to be our helper. Make us pliable in your hands. And now we end with life's little suggestions. Learn how to fix a leaky faucet and toilet. Determine the quality of a neighborhood by the manners of the people living there. Surprise a new neighbor with one of your favorite homemade dishes and include the recipe. Don't forget, a person's greatest emotional need is to feel appreciated. Park at the back of the lot of a shopping center and walk the long way. That's good exercise for all of us overweight Bahamians, or mostly so. That's my pick-me-upper for today. See you tomorrow, God willing.